Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. And it's a Tamper Talk episode, fellas. We're talking tampering.
Tamper Talk.
How we feeling? There's movement aplenty across the NFL landscape.
Dude.
Across a free agency that hasn't officially begun, right?
So much tampering. Can they just start it? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, why does this period even exist?
Why isn't the combine just tamper week?
Yeah.
And then we just start free agency on Monday instead of Wednesday.
All I know is I'm ready to get my tampon. Oh, wait, no, I can't say that. Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, before we get into everybody who's either moved teams or has agreed in principle to move teams or has signed an agreement to stay with their current team, we got to remind you it's draft season. Get ready for rookie drafts. The NFL draft's right around the corner. Rookie drafts are right around the corner. Patreon.com/rookiebigboard for as low as $5 a month or save 15% with an annual subscription. Patreon.com/rookiebigboard. You don't want to miss out with drafts around the corner.
I mean, tamper with your bank account.
Yeah, tamper with your wallet.
Find $5. It's not that hard. And come to the rookie big board.
Yeah.
You want to know who can afford to subscribe to the Patreon?
Everybody.
Look, I don't want to put Kirk words.
Cousins offered to pay for everybody to join, and we had to say no because it's not fair. You need to put that $5 in yourself to deserve it. Kirk Cousins can't be handing out fantasy championships as well.
Yeah.
Somebody break down how many times Kirk Cousins can subscribe to the Patreon with that new contract.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to speak on, you know, Matt's behalf, but I would guess that Kirk could probably buy the whole dang thing, right? He doesn't have to subscribe. He could just come get the whole big board himself. You like that?
For sure. Yeah, I do like that, Mr. Cousins. Yes.
Kirk Cousins is a certified bag getter. Signs with the Atlanta Falcons. 4 years, $180 million.
And he could pay for
$100 million in guarantees.
He could pay with 36 million Twitter followers to join the rookie big board.
Wow.
Which means he could pay for fantasy championships for the entire population of multiple states. Possibly small countries.
It's out there. It's out there, Kirk. So it's on Kirk. You. You want to be good guy, Kirk, or bad guy, Kirk? Like, you can
do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Be the people's champion, Kirk. All right. What do we think? Atlanta. Kirk Cousins. I love it. I love it for Atlanta. Way to go. Way to go. You did the thing. You made a move. That's a legitimate team that can compete in that division now. Still some tinkering to be done, but I think it is arrow up on everybody in Atlanta for sure. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan, all of them. The whole lot of them. Darnell Mooney. We'll talk about him later, but arrow up on everybody there for me.
Dude, let's put it this way. I'm so excited. One, we've seen Kirk Cousins his entire career feed his number one wide receivers. Example, Justin Jefferson gets, 180 targets every year, like clockwork. He has a stud wide receiver in, obviously, Drake London, which is huge. But Kirk Cousins targets his tight ends on 27% of his targets. Can we say it's Kyle Pitts season?
It's back.
And tight end one this year.
Back. It's back like a never left.
Dude, Kirk Cousins is going to do for Kyle Pitts with the rookie big board can do for you.
So beautiful.
I just want every person who crapped on Kyle Pitts over the past couple of years to know I have receipts. I will be coming for you this year after Kyle Pitts goes for like 1,200 yards. Acting like Kyle Pitts is such a bad player, I swear, man. Congrats to Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson for becoming free of Arthur Smith and of Desmond Ridder. That's big news. Super, super legit move. Like, there will be fantasy championships won because of this move. Atlanta, everyone in Atlanta, arrow up. Zach Robinson's the coordinator. He's going to cook. I mean, this is Kirk Cousins is the smartest player in NFL history. We talked about this. Crazy. He's the smartest player in the NFL history. He took one look at Minnesota. He's like, that's all right. But Atlanta is ready to win a Super Bowl. I'm going over there. So, Kirk, hat tip.
Kirk Cousins is a bag getter. Yep. He is right now the fourth highest paid quarterback in total earnings of all time.
Fourth? I was about to ask. I'm like, where is he on all time?
What's
fourth
the number?
Is incredible.
$231 million.
That's just with the guaranteed, too. Like, he could get it up to, like, I think he can get it up all the way to.
No, this is career earnings so far.
They added the guarantee, though. I think that's not even with the non-guaranteed money. So at the end of the deal, I think it could approach like $300 million.
Behind Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, and Russ Wilson.
Wow.
He, by the end of his career, he would be at, if everything follows through, he's at 411.
Heck yeah.
If he finishes that contract, puts him firmly in first.
Kirk loves money.
Kirk loves money, dude.
Listen, man, Coles ain't cheap. All right. There's like the illusion of it being cheap. Okay.
Kirk's memberships, man.
Kirk's got a, he's got a lifestyle to uphold.
Plus, he has 36 million rookie big boards contracts to buy.
Yeah. You know, things are tight. He's going to have to finish out that contract. We've just spoken for a lot of money.
But yeah, we'll get into like where this puts Drake London. I'd imagine this could probably vault Drake London into the top 10. Kyle Pitts is in the top 10 probably now. Bijan, top 10. You think Kyle Pitts won?
Tight end won this year.
I love it. Ryan just got bold.
Like, yeah. I'm in, dude. Like, I am in on it, dude. He's going to get 130 targets, 120 targets this year. He's going to eat. That offense is going to be spread out. Kirk Cousins, oh my God, dude. We've seen him feed Hawkinson. We feed him Hill. We've seen Kyle Rudolph thrive under him. It's time. He's never had a tight end like this. I love Hawkinson. But that deep ability and that athleticism, he hasn't had.
Come on, man. I don't want to go that far. This is going well.
I love Hawkinson, but just pure athletic.
I get what you're saying.
Pure athletic prowess, he hasn't had that ever.
And when they wear the black jerseys, oh my God, like plus two speed, they're just going to be incredible with black jerseys on.
You will not be able to defend them.
No, you will not.
I can only hope to contain.
I'm a throwback red, but it's okay.
That will work too. Even the whites one, man, they're food. Oh man. The aesthetic and the vibes in Atlanta right now are impeccable.
Matt, I apologize for us getting over on this podcast. It's happening.
We'll move on from Kirk now.
Let's just other notable quarterbacks. We get Sam Darnold in Minnesota, Jacoby Brissett back to New England, Drew Lock.
Talk about Russ Wilson because that just happened.
Oh yeah,
completely
true.
We had so much happen in the last 2 days. We almost forgot Russ Wilson got cut and signed for like $1 million, 1.2.
Yeah.
He cannot buy as many rookie big board subscriptions.
You know, he could still buy some, though.
He could buy a lot. He's getting paid a lot of money
by
Denver.
That's true. Yeah, just all coming from
somebody
else.
That's why he signed for so cheap. It's like he's still getting paid a good chunk.
It's like kind of just, I think, sort of flat for me with Russ. Like,
I would agree.
It's fine. I don't know if the situation's better or worse, especially with them losing Deontay Johnson, which we're going to talk about and skip ahead. But, like, he has one wide receiver again, one big body wide receiver, which he at least had a big body receiver and a route runner in Denver.
Yeah.
Still has a bad offensive line.
I don't want to jump the gun on the wide receiver thing because I think this firmly puts them in the market now for a wide receiver at 20. I think that's probably their leading position now. So,
yeah.
Those Steelers kind of do know how to draft those wide receivers.
I think Russ stays a. End, maybe mid-range QB2 and super flex. It's fine.
I think it's an upgrade for Pickens, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He can throw the ball downfield.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Very well.
I'm down on Russ, but he is an upgrade over Pickett and Rudolph. That I would agree.
Yeah, for sure. Baker stays in Tampa. Good for Baker. Good for Mike Evans.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, we like that.
And Mike Evans stayed in Tampa. Everything's kind of good.
Mike Evans stayed in Tampa. Yeah, things are good there. That's what we said. They had to
skip some. We're going to do this by position, but if some things run together, they run together.
Yeah, you know how this program operates. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's the rest of it. There's some stuff. There will be guys that moved in this free agency that you will play in Superflex leagues this year.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold might be a starter right now.
I think Sam Darnold is a starter right now.
Sam Darnold's a starter.
At least till the draft happens. But, and then we'll see.
But you got to keep on the radar.
Yeah. I mean, Minshew could easily be starting in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Carr's bad.
Brissett could be starting in New England, right? Like, he could start the season ahead of whoever they draft.
They said that's their plan, but we always hear that plan, unfortunately.
Minshew in Vegas is probably the most interesting one for me. Like, for, like, the not, I don't want to say long, I don't want to say longevity, but yeah.
The low tier quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll get you by in a pinch. All right. I guess let's lump wide receiver and tight end together. Pass catchers, call it. Well, we just talked Russ. We could start with Deontay. Deontay Johnson traded for a
bag of balls. Chips.
Yeah. No disrespect, Dante Jackson. But here on this podcast.
They didn't really even originally say he was in the deal, so I think it is offense to Dante Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Deontay move for Carolina.
Carolina, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go get Bryce
Young. Good for Bryce.
Oh, a real Bryce, route runner. God.
Yeah, a real wide receiver that belongs in the NFL, if we're being honest.
So, yep.
That's good. That is solid. I don't know where exactly I would rank Johnson yet. I don't think he'll fall out of –
I think Deontay Johnson – I'd keep him around where I'll have him ranked right now because I think Young's a little bit better than Pickett was. And he still produced the Pickett.
I think he's way better. Oh my goodness! I think he's way better than Pickett.
Let me rephrase this. Him in that terrible offensive cast is a little bit better. So I think it's good for Deontay. We don't know if he's going to get peppered with 180 targets with him though.
If I'm Bryce Young, I would pepper him with 180 targets. I'm not throwing to anyone else. Oh my goodness!
I mean, hopefully they draft somebody as well, but.
They're not done. Oh, they're not done at wide receiver. They will continue.
They also don't have a first-round pick.
That is a tough scene. But they have 33. That might as well be a first-round pick.
Yeah, they could get another wide receiver, like Field Stretcher, to go with him. That'd be that nice.
Yeah. But arrow pointing up on Bryce Young because it literally cannot point down. So, there you go.
It's true.
It's true. I don't know.
Way you go down's out of the league. Later, not starting.
Yes. I don't know what it means for Deontay. We'll see. But Bryce Young's the big winner there. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
I think the other most notable wide receiver move was Jerry Jeudy traded to Cleveland, right? Like, yeah. Well, but because everything else in terms of notable has mostly been guys staying while we wait for whatever Calvin Ridley does. But Jerry Jeudy getting traded to Cleveland is at least interesting.
That's a good wide receiver course name in Cooper.
Hey, don't forget about Elijah Moore.
And Elijah Moore, that's good.
He is forgotten. And
I love my Cedric Tillman, too, even though he really had a terrible rookie year. it's solid. Jeudy needed a change of scenery, man. That was just not working over there in Denver. Like, get him out of there and see what happens.
I feel like we've been waiting for Denver to trade Jeudy for 2 years.
Yeah, because it's been 2 years. Yeah. Yes. Just, so.
Yeah, I don't think.
Good for Jeudy.
I think at minimum he's the player in Cleveland that he was in Denver. Probably frustrating some weeks in fantasy, but kind of a wide receiver three type.
Yeah. I'm okay. Wide receiver three with upside. You can get him a discount, do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
We're all in on Pittman staying, right? Like,
This is a Pittman podcast.
This is a Pittman. Yes. Like,
we're the Pittman pals. That's what we are here. All right. Yeah. Good for him. Congratulations on the bag, Michael Pittman.
Well deserved.
You absolutely love to see it.
Yes.
Well deserved indeed. I don't know.
God, remember this used to be a Gabe Davis podcast for you guys and nobody cares about it to bring it up. They went to Jacksonville. Remember those days?
Well, I was going to, I was getting to Gabe Davis. Sure you are. Is Michael Pittman a wide receiver one?
If he's not, he's damn close.
Yeah.
If he's not, I'm going to have a bone to pick with Mr. Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we need somebody to blame.
Dude, he is worth, I think the 70 was worth it for him.
I agree.
Yep.
I don't know. Gabe Davis do anything for you in Jacksonville?
I mean, it depends on Calvin. He makes me think Calvin Ridley's not coming back. Gabe Davis, and I know it's Duvernay, but like those two make me think he ain't coming back.
See, Gabe Davis makes me feel like he is coming back.
I just think it's weird. They have so many wide receivers. Stop hoarding them, Jacksonville. God damn it. I want one. Just give me one.
Seriously.
It's Christian Kirk. That's the one.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it. I mean it. They like Zay Jones. Like, you got Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Gabe Davis, Duvernay.
The only time Calvin Ridley ever did well last year was when Zay Jones was on the field.
Zay Jones, certified star.
Exactly.
Evan Ingram, like, there's a lot of pass catchers there.
Yeah. Trevor ETN's, Lawrence. ETN's no slouch.
I almost forgot Ingram is
there. Yeah, man. They got a lot of, like, if Ridley goes there, man, I'm probably fully out on Ridley. It's like, you know, you can say whatever you want about Gabe Davis, man. He's going to get like 70 targets. He's just that type of guy. They'll take deep shots to him.
Yeah.
And Ridley, like, I don't know, man. It's great for Lawrence. I'll say that. That's who benefits. Yeah. It's good for Lawrence. But that's a hodgepodge if Ridley goes back there. I will probably be out. I wouldn't be out on ETN and maybe Ingram just because of positions. But wide receiver-wise, I'm out on Davis, out on Ridley. Oh, I don't know if I want to be out on Kirk.
I love Kirk.
Yeah, I do love Kirk, but man, that's a lot of people.
Only one ball.
Crowded in here is only one ball.
Exactly. Only one ball. They haven't figured out a way to play the game with two yet. So when they do, we'll revisit this pod. But until then,
that'll be a day.
Yeah, until then.
You never know. Phil.
Do you guys care about Darnell Mooney in Atlanta?
I mean, yeah, I think Darnell Mooney helps Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And I think he's a basketball player. Like, his ability to spread the field, I think, helps take some pressure off those guys with the deep threat. But that's really about it.
He's a nice compliment.
He's a compliment.
It's not bad.
It's not for fantasy, but I think he helps everybody else in fantasy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, better for the Falcons than it is for your fantasy team.
I think it's better for Drake London.
Yeah.
And it's good.
If you're a Drake London owner, you should be ecstatic.
Yeah.
We care about anything big at tight end.
Nothing
really big happened.
They stayed. It's not really worth talking about.
Schultz stays in Houston.
Gerald Everett in Chicago. I mean, that kind of kills.
That hurt. That does hurt Komet a little bit.
It's annoying that it does hurt Komet, though. That aggravates me.
The one, you know, it's karma to me because I spent all my life crapping on Cole Kmet, and now I'm like, all right, fine, he's pretty good, he plays pretty well.
You did
and then
this
they do
us.
That, and I'm like, Chicago, that was rude as hell. What is happening?
I defended Kmet through that zero touchdown season. The waters were rough, and now this is the thanks I get. I'm back here.
It's unbelievable, man.
You know what move I completely missed was Irv Smith Jr. to Kansas City.
We don't care, Ryan. We don't care.
Are we going to do another?
We're not letting Irv swerve anymore, guys. It's over. We're not swerving.
I was just going to say it. Is Irv going to swerve in Kansas City? This might be the year he swerves, man.
He might swerve.
He'll have four meaningless touchdowns and like 300 yards. And somebody next offseason will try to hype it up. And I'll be like, no, we're not doing this.
Irv Smith is going to get $6 million, 1 year, $6 million contracts every year for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
Irv Smith, heir apparent to Travis Kelce.
Right. Yeah, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the first time we see that. Somebody's got it coming. Somebody's working on it.
I bet if I searched it on Twitter right now, it would say it.
It's probably popping up.
Do it live on the pod. I like Hunter Henry staying in New England. I think that's a good case.
Good for the rookie coming in. Yeah. For Mayor Daniels, it'll be good for them.
Yeah.
They did well. New England's not like a zero now. Like, they actually won't get the guy killed, even if they play him. I know, like we alluded to it earlier, they said they don't want him to play this year. So,
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I think that'd be best for the prospect, to be honest. But it makes more sense for May than it does for Daniels. So, that's another pod, though. We'll leave it there.
Anything else notable, wide receiver or tight end, you guys want to hit on before we. head to the running backs. The great running back migration of 2024.
Oh, I have found Irv Smith Jr. is the next Travis Kelce.
Oh, God.
Boom.
And the crazy part, from November.
That's actually awesome.
Somebody was seeing in the future.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
That person's having a hell of a day right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're eating up. They've just literally tagged every single person in the comment section.
Bought themselves a lottery ticket.
Wait, why don't we bring up T. Higgins real quick? Do we think getting traded? We think he's done.
I think if I had to guess right now, I lean getting traded. Like I say that with some conviction. Like,
do we think it's 60-40? I feel like if he gets traded, it's on draft day.
Yes.
Which would be great because that makes the draft all the more fun.
Yeah, feels like AJ Brown.
In a while.
AJ Brown. Yeah.
Right.
Is there any other guys we care about who's still out there other than Calvin Ridley and Hollywood Brown?
We mentioned Higgins. I'm not positive that Ayuk stays in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's another one we got to keep an eye on. And are the two.
And I'm not positive that Denver holds Cortland Sutton forever.
Another one. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I think they might move him too. Although, if they move Cortland Sutton, who's the quarterback throwing to? Tim Patrick?
Tim Patrick, Marvin Mims.
Oh, Marvin Mims. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. D.D. Westbrook 2.
They have been pretty loud. Like, there was a Sean Payton quote the other day, like, that he kind of, like, I don't want to say owned it, but he said something like, you know, we were the ones that got in the way of Marvin Mims. Like, we should have played him more.
Yes, you were, yes. Sean.
Yeah. Sean Payton.
Sean Payton stinks. Denver's organization just needs burned to the ground and restarted.
Yeah, they do.
They should send them to a different city. They've lost it. They should have their team taken away from them for bad decisions.
All right. Sorry to all of our Denver listeners. You know, I lived there for a short time, thought it was a lovely city. Ryan, however, just wants to take your sports away.
Just get your football team. You got the Nuggets. You're good. You got Jokic.
You're good. All right, I feel like, you know, we got a lot to hit at running back that matters. So real quick, let's run through this list, and then we'll jump all over the place. Derrick Henry, finally a Baltimore Raven, right? Saquon's an Eagle, Josh Jacobs to Green Bay, Aaron Jones to Minnesota, DeAndre Swift to Chicago, Tony Pollard to Tennessee, Joe Mixon to Houston, Austin Eckler to Washington, Gus Edwards to the Chargers, Antonio Gibson to New England, Devin Singletary to the Giants. I feel like every one of those moves matters.
Every single one of those moves matters.
Yep. How in the world did I leave Derrick Henry off?
I just assumed that you did this before that it actually happened.
Dude.
No, I didn't. This is why I don't do the sheet, the show sheet here. This is why it doesn't happen. That's the biggest one of all of them, to be quite honest with you. Like, that's the one.
Ryan, how are the vibes in Baltimore, in Baltimore fandom?
Oh, they're excited. I'm excited. I'm just, as soon as it happened, I pictured goal line runs, zone rate, lining up Lamar with Pat Ricard lead blocking at 320 pounds for 250-pound Derrick Henry. And I had to change my pants. I got excited.
I look forward to that exact formation, Ryan, and handing the ball to Ricard instead of having Derrick Henry back. You know that's a wrinkle that's coming.
It's definitely coming, and I love Pat Ricard, so I support it.
It'll be fantastic.
But I think it's great, man. He's like, they've had good running backs, but he's different. He had a bad year last year with a bad offensive line and on a team that everybody knew he was getting the ball and still ran for 1,112 touchdowns. Now he's going to a good offensive line with a quarterback who makes every running back look good. He made Justice Hill look like a good running back last year. As long as he gets the ball, he's going to freaking eat, man.
Yeah.
He's going to be a top 3 to 5 running back in fantasy.
I'm just glad he goes to a place where it's like, late career Derrick Henry still matters. You know, like,
it makes him matter.
Yeah. It's awesome. Gotta love it for fantasy. I think it's best possible scenario.
I think that's the best landing spot for him. Like, there's good landing spots for him, and I think there's a couple running backs who may have been a better pick, but to keep his career going, I think that's Baltimore.
How about Saquon in Philly? He betrays the Giants.
Why, I feel like this happens every like three seasons. There's just like a really good Giants player. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Philly. And then Giants fans are crying.
He's dead to Tiki Barber.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that what Tiki said?
Yeah.
What stinks is the tush push. That's probably going to take some touchdowns away from Barkley. What's great is this is such a better offense to be involved in. Like, yeah,
The tush push was one thing, but playing for the Giants, that's a far harder thing to score touchdowns on.
I think that outweighs the tush push negative, so the positives are better. See, he agrees. The dog agrees.
from a fantasy perspective, it's hard to not be like crazy excited because I remember how excited I was about DeAndre Swift in that offense at times last year. And I still like DeAndre Swift, but I sure like Saquon more. That's an exciting one.
Do we think the efficiency makes up for volume that he won't get? Because we're used to Saquon.
Yeah, it's going to be a different
300 touches. Thing. Like, he's going to get his numbers, but he's going to get them in a vastly different way, I feel like.
I would say that that's fair to expect.
I'm still not
maybe
worried.
The totals aren't quite the same. Like, maybe the efficiency is better than before, but the volume doesn't, like, totally offset it, but still super valuable.
Let's put it this way. Is he a top five running back next season?
Yes.
Not in Dynasty. Like, does he finish top five? Yes.
Yes.
I'd say so. I were a gambling man.
Yeah, I would bet. Yes. I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there you go.
I still love it.
How about
who would you rather have in fantasy just for 1 year, him or Henry right now?
I have more faith in Henry just getting a metric buttload of touchdowns in Baltimore, so I'll probably go with that.
Yeah, but 1 year.
Barkley, I still think, like, Barkley has a chance to be, like, 70 catches, 250 carries at least, which is a lot.
And
he'll probably score more in Philly, too. So
the range of outcomes for Barkley is still RB1. Like, there's still a world where that happens.
They're both on the table for RB1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you don't see that with changing teams very often. That's exciting.
That's fun to see. Yeah.
That's what's crazy though, is like almost all of these running backs that move teams, I can find a way to be like, do I like that more than before? That's weird. All the movement like kind of works.
Ant, I'm sorry that you said that because there is one move on here that I'm actually not a fan of.
Okay, let's hear it.
You can't tell me Tennessee's O-line's better than Dallas's. There's just no way that's happening. So Pollard, I think, drops a little bit in Tennessee. Also, there's a better backup running back in Tennessee right now than there is in Dallas.
Yeah, that's true. And I'd like to make a disclosure here to you gentlemen. Yesterday, you know, I've been in and out, haven't had power, kid's birthday, and I got the text about Tony Pollard, and I really thought initially when I read it and was very excited that Tony Pollard went to Houston. I read the Titans. You know what I mean? I read the Texans, not the
Titans.
You thought
it said Texans instead of Tennessee.
Yeah. So initially I was like, yes, let's go, which we'll get to Joe Mixon in a second. But yeah.
I forgot about Joe Mixon.
It's a slight little, you know, Tennessee's not as fun. And yes, Tajay Spears. That part stinks a little bit because I was excited for who knows? You know, Tajay could still be super involved.
I'm not excited about Pollard at all.
I think both of them are going to eat into each other. I mean, he's a fine running back. that always fits. That always fits. But they're going to eat into each other is the problem. Yeah, like, I think the best case scenario for both of them is if they're in, like, the top 24 and they're RB2s. Yeah. But, like, they're... I know people had dreams of both of them, like, oh, Pollard could be an RB1. Tajay Spears could be an RB1. Also, Tajay Spears, I love Tajay Spears as much as the next guy. He was never getting, like, a 250 carry workload. That was not in the cards. Like, I like Tajay Spears as, like, a change of pace receiving back. And people thought a little more of that. So, that was not happening.
There's another move I'm not real excited about.
Lay it on me.
It's Eckler to the Commanders.
Oh, I know you're not excited about it, Brian Robinson.
Not because of Mr. Brian Robinson, which I love Brian Robinson. But the fact is, Austin Eckler is
Listen, I warned you guys about Eckler like 3 years ago. All right.
Oh, yeah. Guys, pile on him. Pile on him right now.
Austin Eckler.
I can't wait to remember this in
Austin
October.
Austin Eckler is an old 29.
Nice.
His efficiency has gone down recently.
Awesome.
He's not in a high passing offense where he's going to get as many targets as he had.
Okay. We don't know who the quarterback is yet.
We don't.
Continue. And
they're still not as good as Justin Herbert. I don't care who it is.
That's a good point.
Whether it's him or Brian Robinson, they're going to eat into each other in the passing game. So they're both good pass catchers. I don't see how he gets 74 targets. I mean, his touchdowns were low this year, but every year before this, it's been high touchdown production. I don't see their offense being competing with the Chargers, who've been a top five offense every year until this year. It's just, man, I think it's a drop off in the situation for me.
I think the Chargers were a dumpster fire last year, and I think it would be better in Washington this year.
There's part of me that thinks that, too. That
I think he's an RB2 this year.
I will sign up for that right now.
Yeah,
if we're lucky.
Yeah, I think there's a path to I think there's a path to him being an RB2, and I think that's fine because I think eventually.
A path to an RB2.
But I don't think that you're going to pay RB2 prices for him.
No.
Because I think everybody's going to be super grossed out.
In startups, Austin Eckler might not go till like after round like 12.
Then I'm grabbing him every time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I love gladly take him as a bench guy.
At his price, he's probably gonna be fantastic. But like,
yes,
if I had Dynasty Capital on him right now, I'd be upset.
Yeah,
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be fine this year.
What about?
I'm excited about it.
What about the guys in the NFC North? Aaron Jones switching to
the Vikings Swift?
And Swift in Chicago. Yeah.
What do we feel about that one? That's
upset
the one I'm
for
like,
Roshan. That's how I feel.
I hate it for Roshan, but you know, Swift is a fine player. He'll be good. It'll be all right. But like, God, I'm just depressed. I'm just depressed. I wanted Roshan to get the carries, and that's looking like a pipe dream.
I think he'll be a very good dump off and safety blanket for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, I will say this, though, like, it's a downgrade. I don't care how much I like Caleb. Like, you're going from the Eagles to them. That's a downgrade.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what that team's really going to look like this year.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones might get a ton of volume in Minnesota.
Dude.
I look forward to the Aaron Jones revenge game where he scores 3 touchdowns against Green Bay, because that's definitely
He might score, like, 7 touchdowns in one of them. He's always good for one of those crazy, like, blow-up spots.
Ridiculous stat lines. Look, Jacobs to Green Bay is fine. I think that preserves
his... I love that. That might be one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I think that preserves his value. I think that's pretty good. But
I
like,
think it ups his value.
Really?
I think it helps.
He's getting 300 carries over there in Green Bay or in Vegas. He got to get up to 300 carries.
Yeah, but he's on a good offense with a backup running back who stinks.
And AJ Dillon's a free agent.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow, it's weird that I never heard that because that's right. Nobody cares about AJ Dillon.
Yeah. So right now, Jacobs is getting 300 carries.
He's all quads and nothing else. But dude. Josh Jacobs is going to eat there. That offense is good. They're in the red zone a lot now. Send a ball there.
Yep. He remains an RB1 for sure.
And I think he'll get plenty of volume.
Yep.
Packers are built to run the ball come late in the season, that playoff run for fantasy. When it's getting cold Lambeau Field, they're going to hammer that, dude.
Yeah. They're going to be good.
It's going to be good.
I hope that in like, I don't know, 12 years, 10 years, whatever it is, when they've grown tired of Jordan Love and he forces his way out or, you know, gets traded and ends up in New York. I only hope that Jordan Love doesn't become a vice president for an independent president. Anyway, I digress.
I look forward to him saying we have to cut out the distractions and then a very public divorce with Lady Gaga while on the Jets.
I can't wait.
I look forward to that.
I can't wait to hear Robert Saleh say, no, we don't think there's any distraction about Aaron being on the campaign trail.
Look, we understand Aaron's in the battleground.
Yeah. Right now.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm so here for it. All right, Joe Mixon's the other one. It was a Joe Mixon roller coaster. Okay.
Joe Mixon, I feel like he's always a roller coaster.
It was a Joe Mixon roller coaster. Joe Mixon got cut, and I was like, got cut in air quotes, right? He got cut. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, Joe Mixon's got to go someplace with value or with volume. Like, I have way too much exposure to Joe Mixon. And then today, Texans swoop in, say, mm-hmm. cut no more. We're going to send a little something your way so we can get our hands on him. And then I was excited the same way I was when I thought Tony Pollard signed with Houston. I was excited that Joe Mixon was in Houston instead.
I think it's kind of a lateral move for him.
I don't necessarily disagree, but I think that's the best you could hope for
his age. Yeah, it could have been much worse.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it could have been worse. I know they're very different, like the situation with the wide receivers and stuff, but I feel like Houston's set up very much the same way as Cincinnati.
They kind of are.
Their style of play. But there's a chance they want to run the ball because of that defense and the pass rushers they got. There's a chance that it helps mix it out.
I think they got a better O-line than Cincy, too. I would take Houston's O-line.
I think it's a slight upgrade.
I would take Bobby Slowick over whoever. Well, I guess it's the coach calling it in Cincinnati. Never mind. Yeah, we're fine.
Would you take C.J. Stroud over Joe Burrow?
Yes, I would.
Okay. All right. I respect it.
We'll see how the T. Higgins thing goes. Let's be honest. We'll see how T. Higgins is there taking Joe Burrow. But it's close.
But yeah, Mixon was that guy in the zombie movie that everyone watched, like, thought that died and, like, makes a heroic comeback the next day.
Right in front of our eyes. That's Joe
Mixon. Yeah, Rose from the Dead.
What?
And Gus to L.A.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Jesus, sorry.
That's a very good move for Gus Edwards. We're going to look up at the end of the season and be like, well, that's a top 30 running back right there.
Yeah, I agree. They're going to run the hell out of the ball.
Gus top 18.
I can see it, man. I can see it.
They are going to run the absolute hell out of the ball.
They'll pair him with some promising rookie. Like, that's going to be a good move for Gus.
If we know Jim one Harbaugh thing called about up his Harbaugh.
Brother.
Yeah.
He called up his brother. He's like, yeah, you think you've been keeping Gus pretty easy workloads these years. You think you handle 300 touches? All right.
I don't know about 300 touches, but yeah, he'll do well. He'll do well in LA because they will run the ball a lot.
A ton. So. Yeah. A ton. Good spot. All right. Anything else you guys want to throw in here?
Is Devin Singletary the starter in New York?
No. The Giants are definitely going to draft somebody. I could definitely see it drafting.
Maybe Eric Gray gets some run, huh?
And yeah, I haven't forgotten about Eric Gray. It'll be, those two and a rookie.
Yeah. And I'd like to see Eric Gray with a real role there. That'd be fun.
And Zach Moss and Cincy?
Oh, yeah. We forgot that one. Zach Moss to Cincy. Hey.
All right. If we get Buffalo Bills, Zach Moss, pass. If we get Indianapolis Colts, Zach Moss.
Yeah.
And
we're feeling it.
Yeah. And if you are somebody that traded for Zach Moss during last season, this is about as good as you could have hoped for.
Yes. Yes.
In terms of maintaining that value potentially. So shout out Zach Moss. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Plenty more things will happen probably as soon as we stop recording this and between the next time we record this. So thank you for listening to this episode, but make sure you listen to the next one. If you haven't already, do us a favor, leave us a 5-star review on whichever podcast app you're using. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss any of the Rookie Big Board action. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.